At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Greetings, travelers.
Greetings.
Oh, my goodness. Who's this with me?
Not Erica. Hey, I'm the other person who sometimes appears on this show rarely.
Hi, Carrie. Been a long time no see.
Or no listen, I guess.
Or no listen. But we travelers, Carrie and I decided to do this one together because we hadn't done a traveling episode in a while discussing our adventures and things like that. And we also thought you might like to know a little bit about what goes into us going to an event.
So basically our road trips and getting around, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. And we recently did a trip to near Nashville, Tennessee, over in that area. We were doing an event called Shadows and Spirits Paracon. And we were invited to be guest speakers. And the beautiful thing is it was in the Thomas House Hotel, which is a very spooky, haunted hotel that's been investigated by the Ghost Hunters, the Ghost Brothers, a bunch of famous ghost shows have all been there. So we were happy to be there too.
Yeah, that was definitely one of our more unique venues for having our books and stuff. So that was really cool.
So what happens is basically we get invited to an event and we put it on our calendar, make sure it doesn't block any other events that we've already booked.
I try to update the website and tell my honey to check the calendar first before he says yes.
and then that's where we start. We start with that. It's generally, we try to reach out to places that we'd like to go, but most of the time they reach out to us, which is really nice.
That's just kind of super cool.
So Yay. If you're starting out though, reach out to the events you want to go to. Now some will say, hey, you're not famous enough. You can start as a vendor, and that's fine. You do you. You figure out your budget, figure out what you expect to sell, and then what your costs are and all that. Remember to add in hotel and other fees.
Probably food. I mean, you're not going to probably cover all of that at first. But
yeah, if you want to do that big event overseas, remember, you got to ship your product over there, and that's a lot of expense. So go within your budget.
Definitely in our early days, we were doing a lot more paying for tables than being invited. So it took us a while for people to get to know us. Yeah. But hey, that's how you start out, like, for sure.
It helped doing a couple documentaries and getting on the bestseller list. That helped us a ton. So
we started out with just the one book and the old Hellview book, which is deceased, I guess. But
no longer available, sadly. Those collector's markets are driving it up. But so once you've gotten your location and all that, you plan your trip. You want to make sure
to book your hotel as a big event.
Whatever event you can. Sometimes you stay in the host hotels. Sometimes.
A lot of times you don't, honestly. We are budget travelers. We are not ashamed of going to a cheaper hotel that's like 5 or 10 minutes down the road. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Motel 6, they'll leave the light on for you. sometimes the venues will, the events will have you stay there and they will, as a guest, they'll pay for your stay. For us, sometimes our publisher pays, sometimes a publicist pays, sometimes we pay. It's whatever the size of the event and stuff like that. Now,
we've been fortunate a number of events will give us a table since we're speaking in exchange or hotel or even both, which we really greatly appreciate.
Yeah. And then, so once you're set with that, you gotta have stuff to sell, right? Yeah. So you gotta, for us, we have to order books from the publisher.
And we have to think about how long it's going to take for them to ship. And if like History Press is between printings, it might take a little bit of extra time. So
With Now Four Horsemen, we've got to plan ahead with them. Usually you have to plan ahead with us. We're with a publisher. We plan ahead with our publicist to make sure they know where we're going to be and all that. Now we update our own website. Carrie does all that, which she's working behind the scenes, a clackety clack style like Bo. But we also, the publisher will do that too. They'll put us on the publisher's website and all that. So you got to make sure you're in touch with everybody, but then you got to order your product. Now you also have to deal with art prints.
Yep. Fortunately, Erica has a partner she does stickers with. So she's been handling our sticker orders and usually just does a bulk order at the beginning of the year. So we're pretty set on stock for those. For my art prints, I actually still get them. I feel weird as an artist saying this. I know a lot of people order online or have a particular printer they like to go to. I still kind of use Office Depot because they do have cardstock. They do a nice job of printing generally. I cut my own prints to save on money. I know other places will do that for you more. And their interface on their website is actually really easy to set up your prints so you can specify your paper type, how many, like it's just really easy for me to do. And so I can do small batches, whereas other places, you know, want you to do bulk orders. I can do smaller batches and that makes it easy for me.
Yep. And then, so that's generally what you do is make sure you got your product. And make sure you have enough to sell. What you want to do is feel free to reach out to the venue and ask, you know, or the event, how many people came last year? If this is a first year, how many tickets have you sold already? Mm-hmm. And you can estimate from there how much you want to bring. Remember,
check your numbers.
Yeah.
With us, we say, hey, what cryptids are the local cryptids for this area? I'll probably bring a couple extra of those.
Yep.
But any event, you can guess as much as you want. But like you're probably going to be wrong to some degree.
The famous general, no plan holds together once you meet contact with the enemy. So it's the same thing with a convention. No plan you put into place, like we did Frogman Festival. Didn't sell one Frogman.
Yes.
Sold everything else but Frogman. Then the next festival we went to, I think was Squonk, and we sold all of our Frogman stuff. It was crazy. So you never know with these things. Who knows who's a fan and who isn't, but that's part of the fun. You learn.
I don't want to bore our listeners too much. There's a lot of minutiae into packing, like bring a tablecloth, bring your grids, all the little things that makes your table hold together. Book stands, like helps if you're OCD. And it also helps if you set up your table at home, if this is an early attempt for you. So you can say, okay, we have a 6-foot table. How do I want it to look? Okay, let's make sure I have all the things that make this work and make our table appealing.
Yeah. So then you get to the venue, and if you're doing like a convention, they usually have a convention center loading area. You'll have a set time you can load. You'll have a set place to go. Usually you check in, get your badge, go do all that. We're not going to get into all that. We may do a video on that. That might be good to do. We're doing a couple events coming up. And we'll try to film those.
Yeah. So. I mean, if anyone wants us to go into more detail, I'm happy to. I know there's a lot of folks who do like Artist Alley and stuff who have been doing a lot more vlogs. I get into details on that stuff too. But everyone has to go with the flow that works for them.
Now, when we're getting ready for a trip, because I can't fly due to ear surgery. Yep,
we are on the wheels for every single trip.
We do all the roads for all these. When I'm planning our trip, will look for haunted locations, places we can stop, unique areas, any cryptid encounters. I check the BFRO website, MUFON website, and see where recent encounters were, where ancient encounters were, whatever I can find. Of course, history locations. We look for historical societies, things that might make fodder for a new book or a new episode of the podcast. We do detailed dives before the trip.
We honestly love traveling. Every trip is an opportunity to find something new. I mean, we have to check sometimes. Historical Society is not open when we're going by. So it's good to always check that out beforehand. But we always find places that we did not expect.
Like on this one, in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee, we found a Sinclair gas station that was completely restored and was it made into like a tourist stop.
Yeah, it was just like a really cool photo op. So we were driving and we're like, is that a Sinclair dyno? And we're like, nope, gotta turn around, gotta go check this out. Yep. And I feel like we have a lot of fortuitous, like, just luck, where we saw another guy was parked there. We're like, oh, he's probably getting pictures. But when we drove up and parked, it turned out he was the guy maintaining it. And he actually let us inside. Like, how much luck is that to happen to go at that time?
Yeah. Turns out one of our state senators owns it and was restoring it. And it's a venue now where they have meetings and stuff like that. It's beautiful. They have an old cop car out front. We'll post some pictures. It's pretty cool. But anyway, yeah. So that's the stuff you do on your way to an eerie travel, and you make it a bit more eerie by stopping at unusual places on the way.
So I have to say, yeah, if you get the inkling that you should stop and check something out, do it.
Because you never know. Now, we're going to have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to tell you about the Thomas House Hotel, one of the most haunted locations in America, according to the Discovery Channel.
Woo!
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And we're back.
Yay.
Yeah, that was such a long break. Oh my gosh. I hope you all enjoyed that crash commercialism there. So, and please do support our sponsors. We appreciate it. So, and they appreciate it too.
So the Thomas House?
The Thomas House Hotel. My goodness. We could go into the details on that. There, it's been around. The original hotel burned down. They built a second one. And in the 1920s, it opened to the public, and it's beautiful, giant brick house, and it has a haunted history. Few deaths occurred. Then all the way in the 1990s, this thing's been around a while. It was abandoned for a little bit. It came back like all these old hotels do. In the 1990s, however, it had a fire. Another one.
This is not having good fire experiences.
And the whole West Wing burned down. Now,
so it wasn't the entire hotel.
No, just a big wing of the hotel. They were able to salvage the hotel. It's that wing has been sealed off, basically. It's still there. It's kind of funny inside. It's literally a wall with a fence wall in front of it. So we don't know exactly how well sealed it was.
Well, you do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do. But the family that owns it now is trying to salvage it. It's definitely rustic. They do sell rooms for the night.
You can stay.
Mm-hmm. It is bare bones. You'll have electricity. There is a
shared. They have air conditioning. Impressed.
Central air. They have shared rooms. There was a bit of a musky smell because it is an old hotel. Some of the people were complaining, and we were even noticing it a little bit. But
wasn't it by a springs or something too?
By a sulfur springs. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why it was built. Was it was a healing resort, like many of these things here.
Oh yeah, that was popular for a
Tennessee
while.
Over to all the way to the coast, to North Carolina coast. It was sulfur springs were all the rage, and it would heal you. And that's what this was. This was a resort and spa. It's a beautiful little spring there. They've really outdone themselves, though, with the rooms that are unusable for people to stay in because they've got rickety floors. They've got other issues that they're fixing. They've decorated them to the nines.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. One of them was the doll room, which I'm sure that was the one Erica would have been like, nope. Erica was not with us on this trip for good reason. She found out it was a haunted hotel. Erica said no. But there was that one room was all gone with the wind for some reason, although it has no connection to this place at all. I guess someone like Gone with the Wind. There was the bride kind of mannequin in one area. It was like a lot of wedding stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not Duck.
It's definitely got a lot of personality. There's just pictures and wallpapers. Oh my God. The one room had the hallway with the striped wallpaper. That was kind of epic.
Yeah. It's an amazing place to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we were surrounded by the vendors and speakers and the guests.
Were there a number of folks who were psychics or mediums or other related types of
study? We had one of the Ghost Adventures psychics was there, and his wife. They were doing a presentation, but that night, the Friday night before the event, they were doing a ghost tour in the haunt, in the hotel. We couldn't join that, sadly. We were dead tired. It's a five and a half hour drive from us, and there's a time change, so it's like you lose an hour.
Yeah, that threw me off.
Yeah. So it was rough, but we made it. They did the event that night. We decided to crash and go to our hotel. Then Saturday was the event. So you get up bright and early, you go down to your table, you set up, and then we let the people in. And because this was an Odd Duck in the middle of nowhere, it wasn't the greatest turnout, but we had people show. But the cool thing was, is we had so many speakers and so many vendors that were all into this. We had a variety to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So it started with a young lady, a spiritual healer, and this was her first convention and her first time speaking.
Really fun people.
Yeah, they were wonderful. And we'll trying to get her on.
Yeah, I know the a couple show. People always said, hey, join us later.
Join us, so because she was really epic.
Hopefully that'll be coming up.
Yeah, hope so. She had some interesting stuff because they do some ghost hunting as well. But she's more of a spiritual healer. And then the second group was a ghost hunting team. The third group was a guy who had written a book about the mob because his grandfather was a mobster. And was an odd thing to talk about. But hey, you know, we're in a historical hotel we're not far from Nashville. And the mob guy was from Nashville. So it made a little sense. It was a little sense. Then we had our host came on and he talked with his ghost hunting team. Then we had someone who was a UFO abductee, and he had lots of information. It was a very, very interesting conversation.
We had a couple of perspectives on aliens through the talks.
You'd think it'd be all ghosts, but no, we had UFOs. We had a little bit of everything. And then we had the Ghost Adventures couple. They talked, and they had some interesting past life regression. They talked about some other fun stuff. Like I said, not where I thought this whole thing was going to go. I thought it was going to be 100% ghosts. It was very, very cool. And then they put me on last, which, I got to talk about the local cryptids, local folklore, and how sometimes that leads to ghosts, and sometimes ghosts lead to the folklore. And I think it went pretty well. We had a good feeling. Everybody was very positive. We sold a lot of books, and not as many as we would like, but that's always the case with these conventions.
We gained a lot in meeting new people and new experiences. So every trip is fun. Like, it's pretty rare for us to not have a fun trip.
Yeah. Many of our trips, we bump into travelers, sometimes at the event, sometimes not. We had a recent event where you were at an event scoping it out, a convention, and I was taking advantage. They were doing a library used bookstore book crawl in the area, and so I was hitting some of them while she was doing her event, and I bumped into some eerie travelers. They saw the license plate, they figured out who we were, and that was a lot of fun. It was very nice. We love meeting you guys in the wild, and
we do like seeking out wild bookstores.
Yes, but all that said, gang, I think we had a great time. That's kind of what we do on a tour. And
I know part of that was they were trying to raise some money to help restore the house.
Yes. Which,
I mean, I have no expertise in it, but it seems like trying to restore an old house is just really difficult. You got to, like,
especially an old hotel like that.
you want to use period materials and keep it properly historic, but the thing is probably, you know, kind of degrading around you to the point where lots and lots and lots of things need to be fixed. Yeah. I sympathize with anyone trying to keep historic buildings alive and usable. That seems like a really big endeavor.
Yeah. And that's how this house had the trio. It had a cigarette smoking shadow figure man. It had a lady in white ghost. And it had a little child ghost, which Erica is like, that's the Holy Trinity for her. That's, you know, the hat man is dating the lady in white and the child is their child. So it fit here like a glove. And I think she would have liked that had she gotten up the nerve to come to this one. But
that's all right. We'll drag her on the next one.
Yes. We got to do like Shannon suggests. We got to B.A. Baracus her from the A-team, where we just got to drug her so we can get her on the plane. So we'll just got to drug her to get her into the haunted location. But wow. Carrie, thanks for coming on.
Yay, I
mean, this was a short one. We wanted to keep it kind of short and light and just let you guys know what we do and where we go and all that. Check out the website, eerietravels.com, that has all of our appearances, right, Carrie?
Yep.
And it's updated pretty frequently.
As much as I can.
Yes.
I admit to being easily distracted.
Shiny objects or small fuzzy animals or small reptilians and spiders.
But baby possum.
Oh, yeah. We have a baby possum in our wall. It's adorable out behind our house now. So he's taking up all of our energy in the evenings, just keeping an eye on him. And hopefully, gang, you got some fun advice out of this. And definitely check out the Thomas House Hotel. It's amazing. They do book for paranormal investigations where you can have the place to yourself. And it's not that expensive compared to some of these places we've been. It's certainly less expensive than Waverly and some of those. And you'd have this whole hotel to yourself. And man, what a great place. So with that said, travelers, do you have any advice last minute, Carrie?
I don't know. I'm just excited to see more travelers always.
Yes. So come up and say hi to us. The new book is available for pre-order.
Yep.
At History Press. Sorry, Four Horsemen Publications. I forget. The old books are available at History Press. But if you see us at an event, we'll have early copies of the new book.
Very, very soon.
Very, very soon. Already. If not already. Hopefully, as we head to this next one, they come in. Although they do sell out. So, because we don't sometimes plan as well as we'd like. And the books sometimes come late. And then sometimes the prints aren't pretty right. And sometimes, you know, we're not going to get into that. All right.
Gang. It's all good.
It's all good. So thank you so much for joining us on this mini-sode, and we have more coming. Thank you so much, travelers, as always, for joining us. Thank you to our Patreon members who get this early, if we remember to post it. But they get it early and without those pesky commercials. They still get the awesome Destiny Beard music, though. So,
well, we can't have an episode without awesome music.
Yes, Destiny Beard, we love you. All right, so when you're out on those travels, and you travel to that haunted hotel, make sure you check in your bags, because sometimes you can never leave. And we'll see you on the other side.